Welcome to Five for the Day. Every morning as I eat my cornflakes, because I don't like to waste time, I read what I call my daily readings. One is a calendar I have been subscribing to for over 40 years. The other is a booklet published by a Christian company called UCB, United Christian Broadcasts. I can think of no better way to start the day as a Christian than by seeing what word the Lord has for me today. Today's reading in the UCB notes reminded me that God can be called the God of the second chance. As a boy growing up, I'm afraid to say there was quite a naughty streak in me. I was full of mischief, whether in the house, in school, or out playing with my pals. Consequently, I would often hear words like, "I'm giving you one more chance," or "this is your very last chance," or "how many chances is that you've had?" I was so glad for so many chances, so glad that eventually I was able to sort out my life and put things right with different people, but more importantly, with God. In the article in the notes, it brought a few famous biblical characters to mind, all of whom benefited from another chance. It mentioned David, Israel's most famous king, described as the man after God's own heart. Yet, in an unguarded moment, he committed the sin of adultery, with all the knock-on sins that action needed him to commit to cover the first transgression. It mentioned Peter, the leading spokesman for the 12 disciples, who vowed he would be willing to die for his Lord, then proceeded to deny him 3 times. It talked of the prophet Jonah, commissioned to preach to the great city of Nineveh, yet ran away in the opposite direction, not wanting to give the people the chance to repent. These and a host of other examples prove that the best of men are only men at the best. The amazing thing is that each of these characters put things right with God and were forgiven. David prayed, as recorded in Psalm 51, "Against you only have I sinned, plus so much more," and was able, in Psalm 32, to thank God that he had been forgiven. Peter was reconciled to the Lord Jesus by the Sea of Galilee after his resurrection and proceeded later to be a great preacher, seeing over 3,000 coming to faith in Christ. Jonah, when he saw the error of his ways, he prayed, "Salvation is of the Lord," was forgiven and sent again to Nineveh and saw its citizens repent. I'm glad I came to know the God of the second, third, fourth chance. I shudder to think of the sins I have committed in my life, and yet, having asked him to forgive me, he does so, and amazingly picks me up and sends me out again to serve him. The fact that he forgives doesn't mean, of course, that we should trade on that and live any kind of life we want. Says Jesus, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." He loved us enough to die for us, enough to live in us when we trust him, enough to take us to be with himself in a coming day. The big question is, do you love him? If you have never shown this before, then why not give over your life to him today with all its broken pieces? He, and only he, can put it all together again and make it something new for your blessing and his glory.